Hello and welcome to this GCSE Computer Science Study session. I'm so glad you're here. Today we're diving into one of the most practical and exam-relevant topics in the OCR specification, flowcharts and pseudocode, which is topic 6.4. This is absolutely crucial for component 02, and I promise you, once you master this, you'll feel so much more confident tackling those algorithm design questions. So what are we covering today? We're going to explore how to represent algorithms visually using flowcharts, how to write them using OCR reference language pseudocode, and most importantly, how to translate between the two. These skills come up again and again in the exam, and they're worth serious marks. By the end of this session, you'll know exactly what examiners are looking for and how to avoid the most common mistakes that cost students marks every single year. Let's get started. First up, let's talk about flowcharts. A flowchart is a visual diagram that shows the step-by-step flow of an algorithm using standardized shapes. And here's the key thing. OCR examiners are really strict about which shapes you use. Get this wrong and you lose marks immediately. There are five essential symbols you absolutely must know. Number one, the oval or rounded rectangle. This is your start and stop symbol. Every flowchart begins and ends with one of these. Number two, the parallelogram. This is for input and output operations. So if you're reading data in or displaying results, you use a parallelogram. This is the most commonly confused symbol. Students often use a rectangle for input and output, and that's an instant mark lost. Number three, the rectangle. This is your process box. Use it for calculations, assignments, or any processing step. For example, if you're calculating total equals price times quantity, that goes in a rectangle. Number four, the diamond. This is your decision symbol. It represents a yes-no question or a condition. The diamond always has two arrows coming out, one for true and one for false. And number five, arrows. These show the direction of flow through your algorithm. Now let's talk about pseudocode. OCR uses something called OCR reference language, and you need to know the exact syntax. Pseudocode sits between natural language and actual programming code. It's precise enough to show logic, but it's not tied to a specific programming language. There are three fundamental programming constructs you need to master. Sequence, selection, and iteration. Sequence is the simplest. It's just instructions executed one after another in order. For example, total equals zero, then input number, then total equals total plus number. Each line happens in sequence. Selection is where you make decisions. In OCR reference language, you write if condition then, followed by the code to execute if true, then else, followed by the code if false, and you close with endif. Indentation is absolutely critical here. Everything inside the if block must be indented. Examiners award marks for correct indentation because it shows you understand code structure. Iteration means repetition, and there are two types of loops you need to know. The while loop repeats as long as a condition is true. You write while condition do, then the code to repeat, indented, then end while. The for loop repeats a set number of times. You write for variable equals start to end, then the code, then next variable. Here's a critical distinction that trips students up. The difference between equals as assignment and equals equals as comparison. In pseudocode and Python, a single equal sign means assignment. You're storing a value. So x equals 5 means put 5 into x. But two equal signs equals equals means comparison. You're testing if two things are equal. So if x equals equals 5, then means check if x is 5, get this wrong, and you'll write algorithms that don't work. Another common mistake, using the wrong symbol for input and output in flowcharts. Remember, it's always a parallelogram, never a rectangle. And in structure diagrams, don't show data flow or decisions. Structure diagrams show hierarchical decomposition, breaking a problem into subproblems, not the order of steps. That's what flowcharts are for. Right, let's talk exam strategy. When you're asked to complete or write an algorithm, you can use OCR reference language, Python, or C#, but pick one and stick with it. Don't mix styles, and don't use vague natural language. Be precise. For trace tables, create a new row every single time a variable changes. Never overwrite values in the same cell. Examiners want to see the progression step by step. This is a really common error. When drawing flowcharts, use a ruler. Seriously. Neat, clear diagrams earn you marks. Label your decision diamonds clearly with the condition and make sure every path is accounted for. If a decision has yes and no branches, both must lead somewhere. Pay close attention to the command words and questions. If it says state, give a brief factual answer. If it says describe, explain what happens. If it says explain, you need to say why or how, using the word because to link cause and effect. And if it says write an algorithm, you must use proper syntax, not just describe it in words. One more thing, OCR loves testing file handling. Make sure you know the syntax for open, read, write, and close operations. These appear frequently in complete the code questions. Okay, time for a quickfire quiz to test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Ready? Question one. What flowchart symbol do you use for input and output? Pause. Answer. A parallelogram. Question two. What's the difference between equals and equals equals? Pause. Answer. Equals is assignment, equals equals is comparison. Question three. In a structure diagram, should you show the order of steps? Pause. Answer. No. Structure diagrams show hierarchical decomposition, not sequence. Question four. What are the three programming constructs? Pause. Answer. Sequence, selection, and iteration. Question five. How do you close an if statement in OCR reference language? Pause. Answer. With endif. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. All right, let's wrap up. Today we've covered the essential flowchart symbols, how to write pseudocode using OCR reference language, and how to translate between visual and textual representations of algorithms. We've talked about the three programming constructs, sequence, selection, and iteration. And we've highlighted the most common mistakes, using the wrong flowchart symbols, confusing assignment with comparison, and mixing up structure diagrams with flowcharts. Remember, this topic is worth serious marks in component 02. Practice drawing flowcharts with the correct symbols. Practice writing pseudocode with proper indentation and syntax. And practice translating between the two. The more you do, the more automatic it becomes. You've got this. Keep practicing, stay focused, and remember, examiners reward precision, clarity, and correct use of terminology. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next session.